From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. A historic bridge near Clarendon is scheduled for demolition soon, as the State Highway and Transportation Department is replacing it with a newer span. However, a group of citizens hopes to turn the old bridge into a pedestrian and cycling thoroughfare they say would be an economic boon for the region. Here's my report. This weekend, a group of cyclists is planning a 60-mile ride from the city of Scott to the Clarendon Bridge in order to garner support for its preservation.
There's a lot of riders in Memphis, and I think many of them would like to come to Little Rock and farther west if that route was convenient for them.
Jim Mitt is with the Arkansas Bicycling Club. We met up at an area coffee shop to discuss his organization's efforts. He explained that saving the bridge is part of a larger project to create a national bike route between Little Rock and Memphis. Mitt says Clarendon is a good resting place for cyclists.
A lot of that out there is fairly remote, so Clarendon has got the advantage of being a nice little town to resupply. A lot of that delta has very few towns or support along the way.
The delta's been in decline for 7 decades.
Porter Briggs is a Little Rock businessman and a member of the group Save the White River Bridge.
And we believe the problem in the Delta is that the efforts that have been made, which are certainly noble, have mostly been government, and they're just too tied down by so many rules and requirements and politics and other things like this. And I don't say that critically of the people, but we want this to be an entirely private effort,
which is quite unprecedented in Arkansas. Typically, preservation of historic bridges is taken up by county or city governments, but Briggs says Clarendon and Monroe County do not have the resources or tax base to do that.
My name is Robert Scoggin. I'm the historian with the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department.
Scoggin has been preserving historic bridges with the department for the past 15 years.
We've saved a lot and we've lost a lot over the years. And the thing I found, even with any group, not just this one, but if you have a group that does want one, it's because it's local. I mean, that's where that starts, because everybody's got a feeling from that bridge. Something happened on that bridge when they were young. Somebody in their family did something on that bridge. If nothing else, they grew up seeing that bridge every day.
Scoggin says the highway department's plans to replace the Clarendon Bridge have been in place for several years. But he says the nonprofit is a little late to the conversation.
The problem with this is that we're at the end of the process. We've gone through all of our environmental documentation, and it took years to do the documentation for this.
The western approach of the bridge straddles the Cache River National Wildlife Refuge near the confluence of the Cache and White Rivers. Federal law requires structures to have a minimal impact to the floodplains of rivers. Structures must be conducive to hydrological flow, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must be assured there would be no net loss of refuge acreage with new construction. The Highway Department has worked for years to meet those guidelines. That's why Porter Briggs says the Save the White River Bridge Coalition is consulting with the Arkansas-based Ecological Design Group.
We hired them to create a plan for us to preserve the bridge and build tourism for hiking, biking, birdwatching, and water trailing.
He says the area around Clarendon would benefit economically from the tourism industry that could spring up around the bridge. If the group manages to win control of the bridge, he says they would need to raise $4 million for an endowment to ensure its continued maintenance. For now, Governor Asa Hutchinson has postponed the bridge's demolition until October 31st in case a plan can be worked out. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.